On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I mean, who deserves to speak at a funeral? Who doesn't? Like, can you say, I don't want that person to speak? That was the question we went into last week talking about. And did she let her brother speak? That's what we're going to find out right now. If that sounds like, whoa, we probably need to catch up with what happened last week on the show. Where were we last week with our talk me out of it?
Anonymous was considering not allowing her brother to speak at their mother's funeral this past weekend. Her mom and her brother basically have not had a relationship the last 15 years after them getting into a fight and just never being able to resolve their problems. And fast forward to her mom having cancer and them reaching out to him, him still not trying to get involved or mend anything. And now when it came down to the funeral, he wanted to be able to speak like Anonymous along with her sister.
So would that be wrong for her to do? She's back on with us on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
First off, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm getting through.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good, good. How was this weekend?
It was difficult, but I think in some ways it was revealing.
Mm. What do you mean? Why'd you choose that word?
Well, my brother and I actually sat down and talked. We actually talked for like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And got a lot off of our chests, you know.
This was before the funeral.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And after listening to him and all, I felt like he really regretted not reaching out previously and talking to mom while she was sick or even before that.
Yeah.
I think his pride got in the way, and we tend to be a pretty stubborn and prideful family. And so we came to some understandings, and I did let him speak.
And how did that go? Because I know that last week you were kind of worried that maybe he was going to be, what's the word?
Or I felt like you were speaking from a protective place of your mom and also yourself and your sister, just because not only did he not have a relationship with her, he didn't really have a relationship with you guys. So that was understandable. I think you were kind of speaking of trying to be protective of your mom and also probably a place of pain.
Yeah.
With not having a relationship with your brother.
Yeah. That definitely was the case. I think after speaking with him, you know, I understood a little better where he was coming from.
Right. Yeah.
And, we were able to mend some fences, which I'd like to believe mom would have been really happy about.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's a good start. And the speech in general, I mean, was it positive? Did you want to share?
Well, he spoke about things that he remembered, nice memories from growing up, and just what a wonderful mom she had been. He didn't mention the estrangement, which I think was good.
I was going to say.
Inappropriate.
I think our concern was like, what do you say if you had, you know, had such a long period of time where, you know, you guys hadn't been speaking, but that wasn't brought up.
No, he didn't bring it up. And I think that was probably for the best.
Right.
Yeah.
It was very nice. And I think he felt better having a chance to voice his love for her.
Mm-hmm. Good. And so all in all, I mean, you're happy you let him speak.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
But I think in some ways I'm even happier that we just finally got to sit down and talk.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then this all really turned out better than I think that we could have hoped it would have. You know, I think we're all kind of on pins and needles on Thursday, but it seems like this all kind of turned out well. Listen, these are always tricky situations. Family dynamics are hard, especially when you've got a funeral involved, and that's always going to bring up family dynamics, right?
Yeah.
But hopefully, in a sense, this is, you know, I'm sure mom's got to be looking down, being like, hey, like, you know, thank God you guys were able to figure this out.
I'm just happy for you guys. I'm happy for you and your sister now that, you know, as siblings, you guys get to start over, really.
Yeah, for sure. So thank you for letting us kind of take a peek into this world, because I think it makes everybody else's family dynamics feel a little more normal, too. So thank you for being honest with us and sharing the story with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you. I appreciate all the input from your listeners.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.